I'm going to bring in State Senate Republican Leader John Braun from Centralia. And Senator Braun, thank you for coming on to talk to me about a program that Democrats passed and approved here in the state of Washington that basically uses racial makeup to provide home loans or sometimes loan assistance or debt relief for people of color here in this state. Thanks for coming on the Morning Ride to join me to talk about this.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Now, what you're trying to remind and warn everybody about sort of stems from an investigation by podcast host Brandy Cruz. But in short, it revolves around something called the Community Reinvestment Program that was approved by the legislature and a governor. I think it was under Governor Inslee's time that this was all approved. And it's now managed by the State Department of Commerce. But this all revolves around race-related home ownership programs that have been misusing taxpayer money and some of the nonprofits that are connected to this state program. Can you give me a kind of an overview of what you found out so far?
You bet. So, I mean, you described the program, Community Reinvestment Program, put into place in 2022. And initially, it was $200 million. So we're not talking about a little amount of money. We're talking about a significant amount of money that was aimed towards, helping folks based on ethnicity, based on race, based on color, invest in homes. And this is what it looks like is the Department of Commerce has sent this money out to a network of nonprofits, and based on the work of a whistleblower and the work of Brandy Cruz, it appears, and the evidence seems pretty strong, that there's been preferences. This network of nonprofits is a self-dealed, meaning they are providing this assistance to, friends, relatives, folks that are tied to the nonprofit, not serving the broader public, which is how it's intended. Even if you disagree with the nature of the program, and I do, I think that anytime the state picks winners and losers based on ethnicity, based on race, based on color, we're setting ourselves up for this type of problem. But this looks to me like, a program that was unsupervised and has really run amok and has spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars of state money, of public money, tax money, to benefit a select few.
So this looks like it's a matter of not what you know, but more of a matter of who you know, and that's how some of these nonprofits that are involved and connected to the State Department of Commerce are accessing this money?
That's right. It appears that, if you happen to be a board member or related to a board member, you got preferential treatment, where the evidence shows others who applied for the same type of assistance who were not connected to the program were told, nope, sorry, we don't have sufficient funds. And on top of that, there's one example out there where one individual got, several hundred thousand dollars in support from different network, different nonprofits within the network. So they're paying, very, very small price for this case for a purchase of a home. Why others who are just looking for some help got denied. It just seems wildly unfair.
State Senator John Braun joining me here on the Morning Ride. So are there opportunities to put in more checks and balances on this? I'm kind of reading between the lines here. I don't think the Democrats are going to pull the plug on a program that they ended up passing in defiance of Republican concerns back in 2022 when this all came about, because the Republicans were pointing out that there were myriad problems with this idea of trying to give out money for home loans or purchasing a home, or if it applied to debt relief, and doing that just strictly based on the color of somebody's skin. So if there's going to be checks and balances on this, are there going to be able to be some applied to try and prevent these problems that have been exposed now in this community reinvestment program?
Yeah, we will certainly, the Republican members of the state Senate will certainly interest legislation that provides, our preference, of course, is to repeal the program and try again. We don't disagree that we ought to be helping folks buy homes and own homes in the state of Washington. You know, broad assistance across the, you know, the spectrum, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's when you pick winners and losers, particularly on race and ethnicity, that seems significantly unfair. But at the very least, we ought to provide transparency. How is this being spent? Full public transparency. How is it being spent? Are there folks who are getting the same type of assistance? Is it layering it from different nonprofits around the state while others are being left behind? Are we really putting the program in place in a fair and equitable way? And I think if it's all transparent, that's going to become almost immediately clear. In the meantime, I think there should be a full investigation. There has been concern, to his credit, Secretary Wynn with the Department of Commerce has said this: if this type of thing has happened, it shouldn't be acceptable. And I take him at his word that he'll go and work to correct it. There's some evidence, although they won't, they're not saying much, that the Attorney General may be investigating. These are all good things, but long term, it needs to be transparent. If we're going to spend taxpayer money on this type of program, everybody should know exactly who is benefiting and how.
And Senator Braun, you mentioned the investigation part. You mentioned the name of the Department of Commerce secretary. That's former state senator Joe Wynn. He's from West Seattle. So he's been in the state legislature before, now running the state Department of Commerce. The attorney general you just mentioned. But who would do an investigation? And if you leave it up to the attorney general's office, do you think you can get a thorough, accurate, unbiased investigation out of the state attorney general's office?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think we know the answer. What we do know is we have significant evidence of wrongdoing, whether it's actually illegal or just improper or self-dealing. It's hard to tell, but it certainly looks like it may be criminal behavior. I mean, they're not, and that's typical, they're not going to talk about an investigation while it's going on. So we're not going to know until they complete it and they make it public, which is frustrating. There's nothing that I know of to prevent Secretary Wynn, Joe Wynn, from doing an investigation more transparently and letting folks know who got what benefit when. I can't see anything wrong with that, and I'm hopeful that they'll do that. If they don't, then I think we'll continue to put pressure on the program. When you have this type of evidence, and then you see, if we see no action from our elected and appointed officials who are in charge of it, I think the voters are going to have to weigh in at some point.
Is there any discretion for potentially having federal investigators look at this state agency so as to not have another state agency investigating a state agency? Or is that not something that's possible?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. This isn't a federal program. There's no federal money involved.
Right. This is all state-based.
I think, and we could make that request. It's not clear to me that, a U.S. Attorney General
Department of Justice, basically.
Would make the investment. I suppose that's possible. I'm not sure I'm knowledgeable enough to answer that question. Given that it's a state program, state money, I kind of doubt they would take that on, but it's certainly worth asking.
Yeah, just from an idea of how do we get somebody who, you know, transparently could be trusted and not have any sort of conflicts of interest as it relates to one government agency trying to check in and investigate and look into the actions of another state agency. Very good. Is there anything else that listeners need to know at this point based on this problem that's been discovered with how this community reinvestment program has been run by the State Department of Commerce?
I think the most important thing is that there's, you know, the amount of money, $200 million originally, and actually another $50 million this year when we had such a budget challenges, the Democrat majority still put another $50 million into this program. Even if we can't get an outside agency to investigate, if in the end, Department of Commerce or the Attorney General can say, this is how all $250 million were spent, and lay it out, I think the facts will become clear that way. And so, you know, the public can see, hey, is there widespread misdealing and folks who are associated with the program benefiting significantly because of their associate, not because of the need?
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, this looks like cronyism. Best case scenario, this looks like just bad management and bad decision making. So either way, this does not look great for the state of Washington, the Democrats and the majority in the Olympia legislature turning this program over to the State Department of Commerce to the tune of $250 million. Senator Braun, thank you very much for coming on to talk a little bit about where this stands. But obviously, it's kind of generating more questions than it is answers at this point.
That's right. Thanks for having me on. Thanks looking into this.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate you jumping out in front as well, considering how Republicans in the Olympia legislature were trying to point out some of the flaws with what Democrats ultimately ended up passing with this community reinvestment program. And that's another part of, I think, the red flags about this. They call the program the community reinvestment program, but that collection of words doesn't really do anything to describe what it's really ultimately all about. And that seems to be a big problem in politics these days. We kind of try and camouflage what's actually going on in a program with words that have nothing to do what describes the program. But that's the story for another day, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Senator Braun, he's the Republican Party Senate Republican leader in the Olympia legislature. Thanks for being with us on the Morning Ride today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.